Hi there. Welcome to Take the Stage, the podcast for speakers on the speaking life. We're going to dive into what it means to run a speaker business, how to get booked, how to keep your records, how to create messages that matter and make a difference. I'm Mary Snyder. I'm your host. I'm so excited you're here, and I'm here to help you take the stage. Hello, how are you? I hope today is going wonderful for you. Can you believe that we are in the last weeks of 2022? Wow, it has truly flown by this year. Now, before we dive into today's episode, I want to remind you about the Facebook group. Every week when I remind you, a few more of you go, oh yeah, I finally joined up. So that's why I'm going to continue to remind you, because it is the place where you will find your people, people just like you, people who are looking to build and grow a speaking ministry, business, however you want to refer to it, but a opportunity to share your message. That's what you're looking to grow in opportunities, grow in opportunities. And I also want to let you know that during the holidays, while I want to give a free gift to every single one of you individually wrapped with really pretty ribbon and all the bells and whistles, I am not good at that. It's not my gifting. I'm one of those really bad wrappers because I get frustrated and then I can't get the edges to go real well. But what I am doing during the holidays is I'm going to be doing some free workshops. So as my Christmas gift to you, I'm going to come in and support and do some free workshops just to help you as you grow your speaking business, career, ministry, grow in opportunities. Okay, today we're talking about how to use a message to sell your book. Now, right now, if you're not a book author, you're thinking, I'm not listening to this, but I'm going to encourage you to hang around. And here's why. Because what I'm talking about is more than messaging. This is about the message of the book, but also about how to move people to action. And that's where you want to sit and listen. And again, it's a short episode, so stick with me. So how do you create, first we're going to create the message of your book. How do you create a message from a book that might have taken you months or weeks, months or even over a year or more to write? Well, what is your overarching theme of the book? Is it one of coming out of something? Is it your testimony with how God has moved in your life? And if that's the case, then there is something, there is a before and an after in this message. Before, and what happened in the before, or maybe it was the happening, the thing that happened that moved you on the journey that created the after. So what is that condensed? You don't want to give away the whole book. Maybe you're someone who has written a book that has, you know, 10 ways to do this or 7 practices to, you know, increase your quiet time. I'm just making things up. But if you have that type of book, then you can pull out one of those practices or maybe hit the high points on 2 or 3. You want to serve your audience well, because that's what we do as speakers. We serve our audience well. At the same time, we want to leave them wanting a little bit more so they will buy that book. Now, if you've been around here for a minute, you know I'm going to talk about the power of story. Your stories are what connect you to people. My stories connect us together. When I wrote my first book, and I've written quite a few books, I was a ghostwriter for a season. When I wrote my first Christian book, I have a book that was out a long time ago. I was a believer then. I just wrote about how to go from a 2-income family to a 1-income family. But my first Christian book, I remember, because it's just slap full of story. It is story after story. And I tried to figure out how to really develop a message around it, and it was hard. I came up with a message that often you've heard me talk about, Luke 5, and it's a message of friendship and the power of friendship and the power of what we do and how what we do impacts those around us in our friend group, because they are watching us walk out this faith life. The friends and acquaintances watch Simon Peter lay down his nets, walk away from his boats, and follow Jesus. Now that sounds like, well, he walked away from a boat. That was his livelihood. That would be like you quitting your job, giving up everything and following someone. When you think about it in that way, it's a whole different story, isn't it? Well, I combine my story with that story to create something that benefits her, that one person sitting in the audience. And that's what I want you to remember. Use your stories. Use your stories. Use them to move your audience to action. Use them to connect with your audience. Use them to impact your audience. Stories have impact. Impact your audience with story. Okay, so let's go from, how do you take them from the stage where you are presenting and get them to go with you to that book table? Now, right here, my non-authors are authors-to-be. If you're not an author, maybe you're working on a book, are thinking, Mary, I don't have a book table. You don't have a book table, but you will have a product table. And here's why. I want you to have somewhere to meet people and something to sign for them, because they're going to want that. So without a book, what would you have to sign? You can make up great little index cards, postcard size, a small postcard size. You can have them printed very affordably. And it might have your 3 points. Maybe it has 3 steps to a powerful prayer life, and you list some scriptures and the 3 steps. Something for them to take away and to hold on to. Hear what I'm saying. Take away and hold on to. Here's why. Number one is you want to bring them to the table. And if you can give them something and invite them to join your email list. Now, they can do that by handing them that card, because now you've physically given them something that has a QR code, and you ask them to say, if you want the other piece of this, the larger download, the 3-day devotional, scan this and it will put you on my email list and I will send you the 3-day devotional. I just want you to see what we've done here is we've brought them to the table so we can have a conversation, and we've invited them to join into that conversation by joining the email list. So we're having a conversation with them and we're continuing that conversation. Now, some people do not like the physical handout because they say it will do away with the email list. I disagree. I've seen it work beautifully. Also, if you are selling a book, you need to bring them to the table. And you can say, I have a free gift for you. I know a speaker, very wise, who did this very thing at every large event. And she would end by saying, I have a free gift for you. I would love to give it to you. It's at my table. And it was a postcard, and she would do the oversized ones, but you can just do standard. Either way works. It was a postcard with her message points on there. Front and back, had all of her contact information, had her picture. Follow along, her picture. Now, the reason she had her picture is because faces connect to faces, people to people. So I want you to think about this when you work on this very thing. Bring them to the table because you want to have conversation with them. You want them to ask you questions about the book. Obviously, you want them to buy the book, but you want them to have questions and conversation around it. Be ready to answer. Have your Sharpies. I am a firm believer that a Sharpie is the way to go when signing books. Have them in your favorite colors. I loved to sign books in a deep teal. It's one of my very favorite colors, and that blue teal, and I loved it. Some people call it blue paradise or something. I don't know, but I call it teal, but it's more on the blue side than on the green side. I also signed in hot pink. I wanted something that stood out and that was a little different than your standard black, but you do what you want. Also, have something to say in your books. Maybe it's a favorite verse. Maybe you sign each one individually to that person. But if you have a long line, then you want to be able to put a name and make sure it's spelled correctly. I typically will have them write their name on a post-it note. And I will tell them in line, hey, if you'll do me a favor, and there are a stack of post-it notes, if y'all will pass these down, write your name in print on this post-it note. I want to make sure I spell your name correctly, because the last thing you want to do is misspell their name, and then you've got to get another book out. So also consider this. Is there a reason for them to buy two books? Think about it. Is this a book that they could do as a book study with a friend? Because my book and Bible study is about girlfriends, I could always say, buy one, give one to a friend for a discount, and I would do a little discount for a bundle. I know another speaker who recently started doing this. She writes a devotional. Let's do this together. So if you have a book that you could create a devotional around, a 5-day devotional or a 2-week devotional, anything that would allow someone to buy two, one for herself, one for her girlfriend, one for a daughter, daughter-in-law, sister, where they can do this together. You have doubled your bang for your buck. So just something to consider, something to think about. When you bring people to your table, you are wanting them to do three things. Number one is connect with you. You want to connect with them. Number two is you want to serve them well. And number three is you want to continue in relationship with them. You notice I didn't say buy your book. That's an outsource of, it's an outpouring, not an outsource, of what will happen in those places. Maybe they can't buy your book today. Maybe financially they're not able, but maybe they take that card that you've given them and that devotional they signed up for, and they take it back to their local church and say, this is the speaker we need. This is the speaker we need for next spring or for the fall or for our Christmas event. Never forget that every person that stands in front of you is an opportunity for you to serve them well. God has called you to this mission field, this speaking mission field. Selling books is just a part of what you do. Speaking on the stage, just a part of what you do. The biggest part of what you do is connecting with people and showing them what God has done in your life and what He can and will do in their life. All right, you have a great rest of your day. I'll see you in the Facebook group. Bye for now. Thank you for spending your time with me today. I hope you enjoyed this episode. As always, you will find links in the show notes, and those can be found wherever you're listening to this or at takethestagepodcast.com. I'm Mary R. Snyder, and as always, I am here to help you craft a message that matters and take that message to the stage. Until next week, have a good one.